Hi, Stephen from Queens, New York.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome from Queens, New York. Good day. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Morning, this is Bill from Washington.
How are you from Washington?
Hey, great. I got this. Thank you so much, Armando. We are definitely in recording mode. We are here at the top of the hour. Anyone would like to say hello before we start taking introductions at this time?
Good morning. This is Claudette from Camarillo.
Hi. Welcome from Claudette. Was that you, Claudette, from Camarillo?
It sure is, honey.
Great. Good morning and welcome. Glad to have you on the line.
Harry from New York.
Hi. Welcome.
Leanne from Ohio.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and stop taking introductions at this time. It is definitely a jam-packed call, and we can continue to take intros for probably another 10 minutes or so. But, boy, we are so excited to hear from our dear friend, an amazing top leader here, Linda Woolzer-Stoddard. But before we go with that, of course, just want to go over a couple things, want to make sure we're all doing what we can do, and, of course, just to say hello and thank you and welcome to this call. Appreciate each and every one of you for doing whatever it takes, and part of that is continually to have compassion in your heart to spread Kongen and Enagic globally with the compassion, as we always talk about that bullet train of compassion, and Mr. Oshiro is our conductor, and we are all passengers on that bullet train doing whatever it takes. And as the story that Eli once shared with Bob Rodelli about 5 years ago, he says, see that little SB501 on your countertop? It has little legs. It's going to take off with or without you. So you want to be on that ride, or do you not want to be on that ride? And we all know what happened to Bob Gradelli's amazing success story since then. So it can happen to each and every one of us. So, again, thank you guys. And what can we do to be part of helping making sure that you guys are, you know, tuned in, plugged in, part of what's going on with the team, knowing what's going on with your company? Eli and I do our very best with our office manager, Alicia, to keep you guys all updated and know what's going on from events all over the globe, different countries, Enagic announcements, and all the great things that are happening from weekly meetings, Super Saturdays, Executive Luncheon, Samurai Saturday. I know we have the Enagic Exchange in Houston, Texas. Woo-hoo for all of you guys out there this weekend. So for some of you that are listening on the call as you're out there doing the training, you know, have a great weekend. I'm sure it's just truly magical. It's going to be life-changing for all of you. We've got events going on all over the place. I mean, Utah, Arizona. We've got Santa Ana out here with Michael Kinnett. So those of you that can come out in the area of Santa Ana, we've got, of course, the amazing Michael Maxwell at the Enagic Torrance office every Saturday at 11 o'clock. He's going to be doing one of his demonstrations. So, you know, go to these events if you're able to go to these events. And, you know, get your teams there. Get people that you know there. Do whatever it takes to continually move your business, take your business to the next level. So as I was saying earlier, part of that, of course, is keeping you guys dialed in and plugged in. How do we do that? Well, one of the ways that we can do that is, of course, with the email. So if you're receiving our emails, wonderful. Excuse me, if you are not receiving our emails and you'd like to be added to our email distribution list, then please go ahead and send us an email to event, E-V-E-N-T, is, I-S, Eli, E-L-I, at yahoo.com. So event is Eli at yahoo.com. Just go ahead and please add or subscribe. We'll make sure that we get you added into the distribution list. If for whatever reason you used to be receiving our emails and you are not, that means that you've been accidentally bumped out or opted out. So if you forwarded an email, let's say to me, and I'm already receiving the emails, then I hit the unsubscribe button. I not only unsubscribe myself, but I unsubscribed you. So that's why we encourage you to, if you have the ability to get your team added onto the list, great. If not, as our speaker does every day, she sends us anywhere from 3 to 5 emails every day, weekly, to add her newest team members because she understands the importance of communication and for her team to create the duplication. And part of that, of course, is know what's going on. Weekly meetings, yes, we send those out on Sunday, and they change every week. They are updated new meetings added, new locations. So if you have a weekly meeting and you'd like us to announce it, great. If you know of one that maybe is changed, the date, time, or location, and if you could send us that information, great, because we're able to keep you guys informed because you're keeping us informed. Are you going to urinagic.com? Do you know what's happening on the team contest? Are you there? The 8-point, are you there? The 6A and above, are you there? Are your team members there? Are you reading the distributor news? What are you doing for your part to be part of your business? Are you taking the action steps? Remember, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? You see your amazing face, your beautiful spirit, but you see you as the leader. If this business is going to be, it's going to be because of you. So please, everyone, step up, take that leadership role, and make it happen for you. Know what's going on with your team. Are you doing demos? Are you giving away water? Are you sending them to Kong and demo? Are you giving away DVDs? What are you doing? Do your part. This young lady that we're going to have on the line today is definitely doing her part. We're excited for her to share her story with you. So I'm going to go to hand the baton to Mr. Eli Dasher, darling.
Hey, good morning, Jelena. Thank you so much, and good afternoon to you on the East Coast, and a very good morning to those of you in Hawaii and some of those markets, and for you, those of you trying to listen in out of Australia and the different places where it may be 1 in the morning. It's great to have you on the call. And you know what would be sort of an interesting idea is here as we're looking at July, and we're looking at the – it's sort of like a brand-new, fresh year for you, just like January. And here's you, you know, embarked on this phone call this morning, and you're sitting here listening about how you can participate in the Kangen world, in the Enagic world, and you're saying to yourself, you know what, I'm a distributor here. I put my time in. I want to reap the rewards. I want to continue learning. I want to continue growing with this global company. I want to be there for my – I want to grow my business so I can pass it on to my kids and my grandkids, and this is the company for me. Or for those of you that are just coming on board and just learning about Enagic, there's a lot of things that make this company so different and so unique, and that's – And I know a lot of times it's kind of like when you go into any scenario, people will always say this is the best place to be. Our company is the best. We provide this. We provide that. And it's interesting. I had somebody call me yesterday that started marketing about, oh, geez, I enrolled a gentleman. He was the first Mr. Pro America. That means at the time I met him, he was almost 90 years old. Mr. Pro America means that he got paid. He actually got paid for being a professional bodybuilder. And we used to do events here at the house when we first started out on Monday nights. Because actually he had said to me, hey, listen, Monday nights would be a great night. Why don't we start doing that? I said, okay, no, we'll do that, no problem. And one of the people that he brought in right when he was around 1A, 2A, called me yesterday and wanted to ask me if I would like to look at – that's the first way they usually say it, is I was wanted to call you, wanted to see if I could show you something, wanted you to look at something for me, just the way you do it when you ask someone to look at your Kangen business. And I said, absolutely not. I said, what are you doing? I said, didn't you enroll here in Magic 6 years ago? Yes, I did, but, you know, I blah, blah, blah. They started giving me stories, right? And I said, whoa, let's back up a second here. I said, let me just tell you a little bit. I said, the guy that enrolled you, I helped this team get going, and that team is rocking and rolling. In fact, by the way, the top person in that team is going to be the speaker in just a little bit. Her name is Linda Stoddard, okay, Linda Wolster Stoddard. And she and her husband are just huge in the business. But before I bring her on, the point is I said, did you know that these people started at the same time you did? And, in fact, another gentleman came out of their group named Omar Ramirez. And if I told you the kind of income and the kind of success of hundreds and hundreds of people that are coming on board because they took it seriously and they ran with it. I said, well, let me tell you a little bit about the program that you want to tell me about. I said, it's a money game. I said, it's going to hurt a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of dead bodies on the street, so to speak. I said, you might be one of the few to make money. I promise you, if it's this internet-type business, there has never been one in the history of network marketing that's made it. Oftentimes, the owners end up in jail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it's based solely around greed. And I kind of hit it between the eyeballs. You know, I can be a little bit tough. I don't mean it by that way. But I tell them lovingly. I'm telling you lovingly from the bottom of my heart. I know because I've been around the industry. There is no quick money. And usually the quick money is for those at the top of that pyramid. And they don't always make money either. But they hop from program to program to program. And you never really know who they are because they'll talk to you about exit strategies and things like that. And so I said, but you know what, after all this conversation that we're talking about, I bet you're going to do it anyways, aren't you? And she said, yeah, I'm probably going to give it a go. I said, what happened to your machine? Oh, I lent it to somebody that was really sick. I said, you lent your $400 machine? I said, that was nice of you. Do you know where your machine is? I'm not really sure. Here's the point. What's the point? The point is that was 6 years ago. And where are they? Still looking for something to do, still struggling. Now, these are people in their 60s, right? They're in their 60s. Now, the what I want to tell you is this. What's really great about the home-based business industry is that it's changed. It finally caught up. It finally caught up with entrepreneurism. What I mean is it finally caught up with being viewed as legitimate. And by the way, why don't we all take a glass of coconut water right now because I could use one. We'll all toast. Here's to your health and prosperity for 2012. So I'm going to take a toast with you here. Hang on. Oh, man. Oh, boy, does that taste good. Oh, you know, my daughter's got all these friends. She's at USC, and she's 21, and there's about six girls here at the house, and they all went out last night, and they're all so cute. You know, you can just see the openness in their minds and their hearts. They're young, beautiful women. And one of the girls had gone to Nacimiento with us last week when we went on vacation in Paso Robles here in central California. And she had got back home, and she had been drinking. You know, we don't go anywhere without our Kangen machine, right, our ST501. And she got back, and she said, oh, my God, I feel dehydrated. I'm lacking energy. I'm so used to my Kangen water. She goes, I have to have my water. And she's convincing her parents to get one. Guys, listen to me. This is different. It really, really, really is. And the thing that you need to know as you're building your business, you need to have this sort of like armor across your chest, okay? Because in the world of business, whether it's corporate America or you're owning a small brick-and-mortar business, I don't care what kind of business you have, whether you're an employee working for somebody, in this kind of industry, in this kind of business, it's very competitive. And the people that win usually are tough in one way or another. You may look at them and they say, oh, they're so nice. Yeah, they are so nice, but they're focused, they're directed, they know what they're doing. And I tell people, look, this is a real business with a real product, and this company is product-driven. It's not just opportunity-driven. So we lead with our product because it's that good. And when people see that we have a great product and we've got this great infrastructure of four decades that the Japanese have built, this amazing infrastructure that's spanning the globe, you have to understand how good that is, what that means to you. What I'm saying to you is this. when you think of companies out there like, hang on, another glass of water for Eli. Just saw my daughter and her friends walking by my office. I've got glass doors all across the front, and she's kind of waving at me, kissing at me. I love it. But what that means to you, when you think of the Herbalifes and the New Skins and the Amways, and I can go on and on and on, of the big billion-dollar companies that started forever ago, okay, those are established companies, right? But here's the deal. The opportunities are gone. That means they were here a long time ago. And although it may appear like a person can just get started, so many people have heard about that product around the world that opportunity is virtually gone for new people trying to get in and really make it big. That's why people are attracted to new startups. Because they say, oh, it's a new company. It just got started. And and every one of them, by the way, sounds exciting and they sound great. But that's like the worst thing you'd ever want to do is get started a company that's under 10 years old. Minimum, if a company isn't at least 10 years old, believe me, if you're an adult, you don't want to put your time in because statistically, that company is probably going to go away. 99% plus, it's going away. So as you sort of make a decision and you make a choice and you say, okay, I get it. I can't just make quick money. I can't just hurt people because I'm coming from a place of greed. I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay my car payment. I don't have money in my pocket. Eli doesn't understand. I got to do what I got to do. You know, it's like the young lady that left me my message this week today, and she said, well, I'll be in an insurance class from 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock because I wanted to call her up and say, listen, let's get together in front of the people that you know and let's start showcasing this business. And we don't need to have 5 or 10 people in the room. We could do it with one person. But here's the interesting part. Most people will think that if it comes to a regular business or an industry, they'll go out and they'll put time into training and more and more time. But they'll come into the home-based business industry. That's where you're doing something out of home, right? We categorize in that area. They'll put an hour here, 2 hours there, very inconsistently, and then say, well, it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me. Now, why am I talking like this? I'm talking like this because the industry is based on the new guy. I'm giving it to you straight, and I hope you know that I love you. I'm talking to you straight. I'm talking to you, being in this industry since 1995 and being at the top end of it always. Jaleena and I have been very driven to always be successful. To make sure that whoever was the biggest earners, we were right there next to them learning what they said, how they said it, how they walked, how they talked, what kind of hours they put in, everything to understand their body language, everything. And I'm telling you right now that this is different. I've been around the block, and I want to bless you today by just telling you that this is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime deal, but you've got to roll up your sleeves, and you got to take it seriously. Now, the majority of people that come into a home-based business are part-timers, flat across the board. It's always that way, meaning that you want to work your business, you want to build it, and you want to have some consistency in your success. So as time goes on, the more success you achieve, the more sales you make, the more people will jump on board as you start to learn about prospecting and recruiting and getting them through the presentation and the three-way and the follow-up and team building and leadership skills and et cetera, that it's going to take time, okay? But I'm telling you right now, And I hope this really helps you this morning. There was a reason why you came on this call. I'm telling you right now, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There are more millionaires in Enagic. There are more people making income in Enagic than any other company that I'm aware of in the world, because it's water. And everybody's got to drink it. And everybody's got to do it one way or another. So they figure, well, I'd rather have healthy water than bad water. And, of course, you've got this patent on the way they pay us and this infrastructure. So all of this stuff that's exciting and new, now you got to say, now what do I got to do? You got to plug in. You got to plug into the infrastructure. You got to make sure that you get those emails. You know, if you had somebody in Houston today, you'd have them all out there with Dr. Filcher and Bob Gadelli and Romy Verdier and a whole host of people. There's events going on all the time. Now, we're going to bring on Linda Wolfser-Stoddard, who I want you to understand a little bit about this woman. She used to be a waitress, okay? She waited on tables, and she's a wife. And she is pretty spunky. Now, if you've ever heard her talk, now you would you'd see her name, her and her husband Peter, up on the international contest, because she and her husband were always in the top one, two, or three every single month, all the time. And you say, how does this girl and this woman, how did her husband? And sometimes you see both of them on the board at the same time in different spots. She might have the first place, or she might be just under Daniel D. McCulley. He might be in fourth place. How did they do it? Now, I've asked her this morning, we've asked her to come on the call. We've asked her to have a candid conversation. Now, I'm going to warn you just a little bit, okay? She's got a unique personality, and she's pretty. She's a little bit from the East Coast, too. For all you East Coasters out there. So she's going to give it to you straight. But I'm telling you, their organization is always growing. They're making all kinds of money, but they love people, and they love to help people, and they're coming from the right spot. Linda, are you on the call with me, darling?
Yes, Eli, hold on 1 second.
Sure, no problem. Great to have you on the call. And by the way, for all of you on this call, it's great to have each and every one of you on the call today.
I just needed to wash my face really quick. Hold on.
Wash your face.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. I'm going to take a drink of water. Hold on.
Okay. I just tossed her before we came on the call, and she said, Eli, I couldn't sleep all that long.
I'm afraid to sleep because I think my alarm won't go off, and I have a dream. I'm waking up missing the call. The call's over.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, Linda, is I used to say in this industry, why is it sometimes you can meet a PhD, a doctor, a lawyer, very high educated people, and they'll fail and drop on their face. They can't make it. And you might meet a housewife, a truck driver, a waitress, and they become millionaires. How does that happen? How did you get started? How did you hear about this?
Well, first of all, everyone knows me, everyone that knows me, of course, it was the grace of God, because I look out there and I think there's a lot of people trying to do the same thing that I'm doing, you know, and some people it will happen for and some people it won't, but I can give you the tips why. I got started, I'm very blessed. I had this handed to me on a silver platter. My husband, Peter, he helps people with their health all day long. He has wisdom. He understands why people go through what they go through. This isn't plugging something else, but I just have to say it because I know there's a lot of people on the call. Most people don't know the dangers of root canals. Root canals are the number one source that lead back to almost all disease, breast cancer, and Peter understands all this. A lot of regular doctors, no offense if someone's a regular doctor, if I break a bone, I'll come see you, but pretty much that's about it. And he's always looking for new things. He came across the water. He bought the machine, wrote a check, bought the machine, didn't even drink the water. He understood the technology, brought it out to New York where my mom was in her last days battling colon cancer. She never got to drink the water. She had about 5 days left. She couldn't even drink the water. My family was there. Some of my friends were there. We told Peter he was absolutely nuts, insane, crazy, out of his mind, which he pretty much is, but we were referring to the water, but in a good way.
Okay. So everybody was against you doing that, but he got the water anyways.
He bought the machine. He brought it out to my mom. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm on speaker.
You sound like you're outside a little bit, like you're out in fresh air.
Okay, is that better?
You sound fine.
Okay, yeah, well, we're in L.A. Let's get that straight. There's not a lot of fresh air here, but I am outside. Okay. He brought the machine back to New York. My mother never got to drink it. I'm going to see her again in heaven. And for a while, for months, I was still waiting tables, still drinking my Diet Pepsi. We came back to California. He started sharing it with several people that he was helping with their health, and we started just seeing some crazy things. And still, I would keep drinking the soda, still working, and he would say, tell people about the water, tell people about the machine. I'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever, give me another soda, leave me alone, I have to go to work, my back hurts. Eventually, what kind of really got me in the beginning was some of the women, I saw their skin. Not to be shallow, but I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, the beauty water your husband's giving me. So I'm like, Peter, look out. Give me some of that. And then I started coming to your meetings, and I remember them. When you were just talking about with Steve Corey and Monday nights, it seems like yesterday. It was, wow, 5 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, at the house. That's right.
And here's the thing. With people, either you're going to get it. If you have to get it, it has to get inside of you. A light will go off. You have to get it. It will become a part of you. You will be so on fire for what this is. I'm not even just talking about the health part of the water or the money about the water. I'm talking about the lifestyle. I've got my beautiful sister-in-law, my beautiful niece, and I've got my family on the phone. Before that, we never talked. I'm just kidding. We always talk. But this is such a blessing all the way around, and I don't force it on anyone. I don't have to.
Okay, so I get it. Your husband is into helping people. He got turned on to it first. He tried to get you excited about it. You didn't want anything to do with it. And then you started hearing testimonies, as the way you describe it, as you say crazy testimonies. So a testimony, I get it, that seemed unbelievable. And that started to make you a believer. Is that correct?
Hearing the testimony, seeing the testimony, starting to use the water. But really, I'll tell you something. I would say, people say, how are you doing what you're doing? I would say the most important thing for me was you and Jelena. If you guys didn't have your Monday night demos, if you didn't have the trainings that you have, the emails that you have, the phone calls that you have, everything is handed to people, handed to them on a silver platter, yet they'll get the emails, or they won't go to the demos, or they won't get on the calls, and then they'll all call you up and say, what is this and what is that? And I'm saying, I'm not going to answer you. You have to get on the calls. You have to. That's how it happened for me. I understood the water because I was using it. I fell in love with it. But then I educated myself. I educated myself through the things that you have put out. And then I went and I looked and I got on the calls and I went to every training and I read and, you know,
so you got I get it. You got plugged in, and what you're telling people is you got to get plugged in. You might just happen to be on this call this morning, but it's not about being on this call this morning. It's the fact that a lot for me, I haven't missed a call in 6 years. But you got to get plugged into the culture, and as you start to learn it, as you begin meeting people. Then all of a sudden you start to understand how to do this business. Okay, so if you were to retrace your steps from when you first got started, what would they be when you first got started?
Well, I remember in the beginning, you used to call Peter, and I'm like, Peter, who's that weird guy calling you? And then you came over the house one time, and you did a demo in our living room. It was the first one I had ever seen. And I hung on your every word. And I remember you had this huge book, and it had all this information. Like, it looked like 100 years worth of information. And then you had all this information you were talking. I remember you're like, and you can use the 11.5 for sprains and to clean your wood floor. And It was like a Vitamita Vegemin commercial, whatever that was. And
right.
I was trying to remember every single thing that you said. I was like, wow. And then I was like, Eli, you got to come back. You got to come back. And then I realized, wait a minute, Eli's really busy. I better learn this myself. And I started, you know, I would come to your meetings every week and I would pay attention. And I don't remember. I just started doing the demo, and it's great. I had a lot of experiences. I spilled oil all over a man in a linen suit. I remember I said that last time. Actually, it's funny. I see him everywhere. I see him in a canyon. I saw him in the store the other day drinking Gatorade.
So everybody's starting to hear, and they're saying to themselves, wow, this girl's got a she's got a little bit of a hyper personality. She's very upbeat. She kind of moves quick. I can see why she's selling a lot of machines. Boy, she's quite the talker. But what you just said to me was that you saw me do a demo, you got plugged in to everything that we were doing, you showed up at every training, every event, every call, and then you said you started doing demos. Are you saying that you started doing demos almost right away yourself?
I pretty much did. It seems like so long ago, and I'm remembering everything, but yeah, I pretty much did. I made a lot of mistakes, but I just jumped in after it hit me. It took a while to hit me, but then I jumped in because you're either on or you're off. But I got my people, you know. I try, when I was saying I would go to the demos and, you know, ask you, I have a lot of people, my people on the call this morning. I text you, you know, I think people just get on the call, so I stop harassing them, or they'll come to a meeting, so I stop harassing them. But,
sure.
You know, you have to follow up. See, here's the thing. If you listen to my last call, which anyone can listen to, Jelena has it, or it's around, you can listen to it. This is, I think, a lot different because that might have been a year ago, and the market is so different now than it was before. And I'm so different as I've grown in my experience.
Okay, what do you mean when you say the market is different now than it was before? What do you mean?
Oh, my. It's nothing of the same. Okay, when we first came in, 200 machines a month they were selling. There wasn't really anything that I can remember as, you know, I have like 30 different DVDs right now in my office, and, you know, there weren't the DVDs. I remember there was this one Kangen Water DVD that I still have an old copy of that thing, and I look back at it, I'm like, wow. But there weren't the tools, the DVDs, the brochures, it's the recognition. No one knew about it. No one heard about it. They were like, yeah, okay, you guys are nuts. And the company, you know, they were saying over the past year, 2 years, you will no longer be shares people, sales people. You will be global order takers. So it's happening. You know, we get calls all the time. We get calls from every which way I'm going. I'm walking down the street. There's a water person. Hey, I want to get a machine. I mean, they're coming.
Okay, so you're saying people are recognizing you and your husband, or recognizing you as a water expert. So even if you're walking down the street, people are saying, oh, there's the water person.
Yeah, I have a rap now. I'm the water chick. I used to be the water Nazi when I would hook people up with water, but I don't really give – I hardly give water anymore. I hardly give water.
Okay, wait, back up. So you used to give away a lot of water. You they called you the water Nazi? Meaning, I know that's kind of a funny term, meaning that you just gave away so much water that you were crazy about what you did. Is that what that means?
Well, first of all, let me clarify this. When I say the water Nazi, because remember the soup Nazi from Seinfeld? No soup for you. No soup for you. So then they would say, you're the water Nazi. No water for you. Because I didn't want to hurt people and enable them by continuing to give them free water for the rest of their lives. Because if someone did that with us, I would have been very upset that, you know, we were still out somewhere getting water or buying water, and I would still be having to go to work. I'd have to pick the water up on the way to my waitressing job with my aching back.
Okay. I'm picking up on something here. What you're saying is that you used to give away a lot of water, and now you're realizing years later that in a lot of ways you're enabling people by giving them so much water that it doesn't even motivate them to want to buy a machine, because they figure, why would I want to spend $4,000 on a machine when I can just get free water?
Okay, that sounds good. Ditto to that. Okay, listen, here's the thing. Right now, I'm gonna say this from the bottom of my heart to everybody that's on the call. okay? If people right now, I don't know where you are, a lot of different states, different places, what I'm seeing happening is the people that are consistent, that go through the good times and the bad times, and they don't quit when somebody says no or when someone offers them to join, you know, marketing this vitamin pickle juice, whatever it is, and you stick with this, you will reap the rewards and the benefits more than anything you could ever imagine, because I'm telling you, this is a blessing from God. Now, there's a lot of people all over the place, and I hear this all the time. People, you know, I was about to sell a machine, and they're selling the water down the street from my house. Eli, those people are narrow-minded. They're living in a fearful box, trying to make a dollar or two or $10, whatever they're selling the water for. But when this company gets into your heart and enlightens your heart and it gets bigger, you will have Mr. and Mrs. Oshiro. You will have Eli and Jelena. You will have the people of compassion, that the true leaders in this company. You will have them in your heart. And you wouldn't even be able to sell the water to people because you're robbing their dream. So all these people that are going to buy the water, they don't have the opportunity to share this blessing, which is, let me tell you something, it's going quickly. It's starting to go like a wildfire. But that opportunity is taken away from them. They're not getting the water fresh. They don't understand what it means. It's a lifestyle to have this machine in your counter. And people that are selling water, or people, you know, that will give someone water for a year, you're stealing someone's dream because they don't know what they're missing. I'm not afraid, or I'm bold enough. I'm not afraid of anything. God said there is no fear. In God is love, but, you know, I'm bold enough to share with someone, yes, you need this $4,000 machine because this $4,000 machine will give you immeasurable, priceless blessing in your life on every level, and I want to share that with people.
Okay, so you're telling me that what you're saying is the company has come a long, long way from when they used to sell 200 machines a month. I know it's about 4,000 or 5,000 machines a month, and you're telling me that when someone out there is giving too much water for too long, or now they're selling the water, they're chasing nickel, they're throwing, you know, $100, you know, dollars over pennies because they're trying to collect the pennies on selling water, but the water's not fresh. And they're robbing somebody's dream because that person doesn't understand that they can own the machine and change their life forever.
When I write a book, I want you to come because you're really good. You put the words down good, so I'm going to have you help me write my book.
Well, no, I mean, it's okay, but I'm listening to you, sweetie, and is that what you're saying?
100%, absolutely. We were in Japan together. I thought I was tuned in to what was really happening with the company, the growth, the areas that we have offices. But when I went to Japan, which, by the way, Mr. Oshiro, he must have spent millions. And if you're on the phone, Mr. Oshiro, and Mr. Oshiro, I love you so much. I don't think they're on the phone, but they flew out, a couple hundred of us, to Japan, paid for everything. It was my first time ever leaving the country. Can you believe it? It was my first time I ever had a passport.
Wow.
Went to Japan with the likes of Bobby Goodelli and Eli and Cynthia and Michelle Rayleigh. And it was such a heart-opening trip to see what he's doing for his people. There's a golf course. There's a restaurant with people's pictures on the wall. Listen, mine's getting up there if I have to go bring it myself. There's hot springs. I mean, he did all this for his people so we can go over there and have a place to stay. Listen, I don't know about another company that does this for their people. I didn't even get a Christmas bonus. I couldn't even get Thanksgiving off. I had to quit, like, a job every year at Thanksgiving because you can't get a day off for a holiday. He goes out of his way thinking of how he can help bless his distributors. They've created, oh my gosh. Who could pass this up? There's nothing like this in the world.
Okay, so I'm getting a text here, trying to understand basically regarding. Okay. So let me understand this. Okay. Let's go back for a moment to who you are and what you do, okay? Because a lot of people
are people kind of asking, well, how does she sell the machines exactly? How is that happening?
I think what it's coming down to is I think people know, and if you don't know, and we're just kind of finalizing at this point, Mr. Oshiro never had a vision of water stores. Mr. Oshiro never had a vision of anybody selling water. It's always been about doing presentations in the house, that it's a home-based business, that it's about selling machines, and that this is the next kitchen appliance, without a doubt. This is the next microwave oven. And that's how it's been visualizing that everybody on the planet has got this machine. Now, back to you, in terms of what you say and how you market, because you market a lot of different ways. I mean, I see you on the Internet. I've been in your store. I've seen you with cards that people hand out. I've watched you walk up to complete strangers on the street and make them a best friend. What do you do? How do you prospect?
Okay, let me just – I created an analogy. Remember when we were kids and you would take a magnifying glass and you would hold it and the sun would go through the magnifying glass and you would focus it on a piece of paper, but if you had to keep it really steady and stay in the same exact spot where the sun was coming through on the paper, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
And then the paper would start burning and catching on fire, okay?
Right.
Well, that's my analogy with the water. Really, you know, I'm not going to say, because for some people it does happen, because for everyone it's different. You can come in and sell 50 machines your first month. It didn't exactly happen that way for me right away. I went through a lot of trials and tribulations, as you can ask your beautiful wife, who was always there as you by my side. But I was consistent, and I kept that magnifying glass on that paper, focused, 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 radar, laser focus. I'm telling my people right now, you have to have laser focus on this. You know, and I see a lot of people, they're going this way, they're going that way, they're doing this, they're doing that. The more you focus and are consistent, focus and consistency. So every day, you know, in the beginning I would get up and who can I tell today? But I didn't even really go out of my way, because wherever I met a human being, they had to drink water, and their pets had to drink water, and their kids had to drink water, and they had to use different products. That everything that this machine makes. So I would just tell. You said I focus, I market different ways. Yes, I market on the Internet. Yes, oh. I tell every single person I see. Go ahead, you want to say?
No, you started to break up a little bit. Okay, go ahead. Say that again.
I don't have a specific marketing. I don't even know the word marketing. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so are you saying that you are pure enthusiasm?
Say that again?
Well, it's almost like you're presenting a unique value proposition. It's almost like you're saying to people, I've got a proposition for you. I've got a product here that provides so much value that it does this, 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 and this, and you have to have it and you can't live without it. Is that sort of it?
Eli, have you ever thought of going into law? You're very good. Yes. Well, I'm just simple. I'm in love with the water. I can't live without the water. I panic if I don't have my water. So I just tell everybody about it. I just share it with everyone. Yes, how do I market differently? It's not market. It's like I'm exploding with seeing what this water, what this company, how it's changed our lives. I just want to tell every single person that I see. Oh, I'm on the Internet? I'm going to tell people on the Internet. I'm in 7-Eleven? I'm going to tell somebody in 7-Eleven. I'm at Costco? I'm going to tell someone at Costco. Three people at a Costco, okay, in the past 6 weeks. Wherever I go, it's not a big secret, learn this, do that, take this training, spend this much money. No. Fall in love with the product. Know the value yourself. If you don't get the value, you're not going to convince anyone else what this is. You first have to fall in love with the product and see what it is. Use it. Use all the different waters. Share it with your immediate friends and family, you know, just to see what's happening. If you're not getting the exact results, somebody will, okay? Then when you see it, this is a no-brainer. Water is doing what the doctors and the surgeries and the chemicals were doing before. Wow, we've got something here. I think I need to start sharing this with people. And the rest just happened. You tell one person that gets the result, they're going to come back with 10 of their friends. Simple.
Okay, so it's kind of like your enthusiasm is your unique value proposition. It's obvious you're in touch with your passion and your compassion. You know, you got to be enthusiastic, and we must act enthusiastically. If we followed your method and your style of marketing, it is what's gotten you from being a waitress to into the category of I know the kind of money you and your husband have made here is a lot, and so. What you're saying is that I'm sure not a lot of people out there say, I can't be her. Okay, we're not saying that you got to be Linda. Each and every week when we bring on somebody on this call, like we're interviewing Linda this morning, if you walked away with one golden nugget, one thing, one sentence that they said that you could add to your repertoire, that you could add to what you do that to help you find who you are and find out what makes the way that you present unique and different, then that's what this is about. But that's what I'm picking up from you is that you are really turned on about the water, about the founder, about his mission. And so it's almost contagious, and people want to sort of catch what you got.
Listen. I'm gonna say this to every single person on this call. If it wasn't for magic, I mean, I know God has plans, and God always told me, and in His scripture He says, "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. For you will call on me and I will listen. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." So the blessing is there for anyone, and I want to just extend this today. Because even if someone's not on my team, I mean, I get calls every day from people all over the place. If I can help anyone out of the darkness or out of the struggle, okay, because I get more turned on by seeing someone, whether they're on my team or not, that really wants, that's stuck in their job that they don't like, that's sick or whatever it is, that really wants this, that wants to change their life and have this blessing, and my heart just goes, I want to help whoever that is. I want to help those people because this blessing is for anyone that chooses to take it and stick with it. It's for anyone. And, you know, I get excited for people that see what it is and they want it. You know, a lot of people, most people don't get it. And that's okay. You know, they will eventually. I had someone yesterday call that has been knowing about the water for 2 years. And just calls up yesterday, wants to get a machine because a family member was diagnosed with cancer. You know, you don't wait. You take action now because this is going to help. This is going to change your whole lifestyle with everything. But if there's anyone, if I have any material that someone can use or a question or even if somebody wanted to do me a three-way that I wanted me to help or talk to somebody, I mean, you know what? Get in touch with Jelena. I want to help anybody. I want to help anyone that wants this. Please, please, don't give up. Don't give up. Eli, are you still there?
Wow. Basically.
Listen, wait. Stay consistent. Do not let the dream thieves steal your dream. I have days sometimes I'm like, sometimes now even I have days. It's not always, believe me, it's not always smooth sailing, okay? The greater it gets, the harder the problems get. But you keep going because the rewards, you can't even imagine this. Please don't give up. Don't let go of this. Don't go chasing after another butterfly, I've never done marketing, and I'll tell you right now, there's nothing like this in the world, and this is your opportunity for the rest of your life to change your life, to change your kids' lives, and if you let this pass you by, I'm telling you, you'll remember this, and if I can help anybody, I will.
It's kind of like this. When we're listening to you, again, we're getting in touch with your passion and your compassion. We get that you are focused, you're consistent, you're enthusiastic about your story. Everybody needs to share their story, and that's your unique proposition is you. it's not that you just have the greatest product in the world, but, you know, you're bringing you to the table, and that's what makes it unique and different. She's sitting here telling all of you, hundreds of people around the world, I'm willing to help you out. That's how enthusiastic she is about what she's doing. So you have to ask yourself in the mirror, do you like what you're doing? Are you fulfilled? If you're not fulfilled in your life, then this company is saying, we can help you find your fulfillment. We've got the best product. We've got the best company. We've got the best plan. This is life-changing.
We've got the best distributors and the best leaders that are willing to help other people, whether they're on their team or not. Okay.
Yeah, one of the comments. I'm glad you said it, because that's one of the comments that I hear all the time. I can't believe that I'm in this company and people are willing to help me out. Everyone's so friendly and they don't make money from me. Look, guys, we could get on a phone call and talk to you about the kind of money that we make, and I promise you it would be more than some of those calls that those companies have where guys get up and say, I was in this business for a month and I made $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And believe me, there would be a lot more of us talking about that kind of income, you know, six figures and up a month. Believe me, it's crazy. But we don't do that because we're a real company and we're a real program. So we're not coming, we're not selling you from the opportunity of making more money. We're not coming at you and trying to get you hyped up on that. Although we have that here. We are that here. And that's how we're able. I just saw JV Pacifico. He came back in from the Philippines. He's been to the Philippines three times in the last 3 months. You know, how are they able to do that? And this young lady is on the call. She was a waitress, and you guys are looking to buy what? You're looking to buy another house right now or something? Or
absolutely. We're actually going to speak to the guy. We put an offer in. Actually, it's down the other side where you guys live, over on, off of Canaan. But then we're going to probably stay right here in the valley too.
And then you just bought yourself a Mercedes I saw, and now you're going to buy another car?
Yeah, but they're not so great. They're not that great on gas. I want to get a Prius. I want a hybrid. But listen, let me tell you something. For some, Michelle Raley, that woman is pure love. Michael Hagan, I mean, these people, you and Jelena, my distributors, Cammy, Jackie, you know, I mean, oh, my gosh. Look at the people in this company. And you know what? When you see the people, when you see the only reason I ever see people dropping off is when they went fishing and went to go do something else. But you know what? I've seen like 80, 90% of them come back and say, wait, I screwed up. You know how many people that happens with me? This company is so loved. This company, Mr. Oshiro is, and Mrs. Oshiro, their love, their forgiveness. I mean, forget about it. It's unbelievable. It's like with Jesus. You keep forgiving and you keep forgiving and you keep forgiving and you never give up. And this is where it's at. And if somebody wants to, you know, don't quit your day job. Keep your day job because there's more people you can tell about the water there. Do not give up on this. We are coming into some major, major times right now. It's getting so exciting.
What, what do you tell people when you want them to buy a machine? Okay, so that means when I asked you to retrace your steps and, you know, what did you do when you first started, you know, like what's the most effective tool that gave your business momentum? How do you prospect? You know, how do you get them to buy a machine? I mean, so basically you talk to people, you get them in front of a demo, you let them sample your water. Do you ask them to buy right there on the spot first time?
I really hardly don't think I have ever, I can't remember ever, asking someone to buy the machine. I don't think I've ever asked anyone to buy the machine.
Okay. Now you got my attention.
Yeah, you don't need to ask someone to buy the machine. You know, you want to share what you have. And if somebody gets it, they will come and they will tell you. Now, pretty much, I'm going to tell you 99% of the people that I've spoken with, whether they end up buying a machine from me or someone else, will end up buying a machine. You know, and if they're not buying the machine, they're getting the water somewhere because they have to have it. You don't need to ask someone to buy the machine. You need to share. And they'll tell you when they're ready. Everyone's different. You sprinkle seeds. you know, Donovan, I sprinkled seeds for a while. He felt amazing. He says he still didn't want to buy it because he didn't want to spend the money. But you know what? When he didn't have the water and his arthritis hurt again, he was ready. And he said, I'm not interested in the business. He just hit 5A. You just have to present. You present what we have. Trace my steps back. When I first started, I went back out to New York. I made a lot of mistakes. I spent, you know, too much time. I was enabling people. It's independent distributor, not dependent distributor. You know, I work with your people. You know, find people, gain relationships. You know how many new friends and people I love now that I've met from this company? You know, love it. Love what you do. Love the product. Love the people. Have fun. So I went and I just started sharing the water, made a lot of mistakes, but it's not even tracing my steps. It's staying consistent. You can't fail at this. There's no proven method. You stick with it. You share this product. You cannot fail. You just have to stick with it. The only way you'll fail is if you go do something else or you stop telling people about it and you lock yourself in the closet. You can't fail. Even people that don't want to sell the machines are selling them by default because people are saying, what happened to your skin? How come you're not limping? You know?
Well, one of the things that I said to the lady yesterday that called me to tell me, you know, ask me if I wanted to look at something else, I said, listen, here's what I get from listening to you. I said, you really don't want to work real hard, do you? She goes, not really. She goes, I really love teaching online. She goes, I love learning and I love teaching. I said, so you really are looking for a money game, aren't you? She said, well, we need to make money. I said, but we've already talked about the fact, I said, that there's going to be a lot of dead bodies on the street that are going to try your program, aren't going to make a dime, and that people are throwing money into it. I said, you're okay with that? She said, well, you know, I got to do what I got to do. See, that's the thing, is I think that what I'm hearing from you is that when you guys change your attitude and you start paying it forward rather than tit for tat, rather than what's in it for me, and you start realizing that, like, you know, like Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, you always get what you want. And if we're in the home-based business industry, the best part about the home-based business industry, whether you are part of one of those billion-dollar companies that are here, or you're part of Enagic, which is the next billion-dollar company. You know what I'm saying? So if you're part of what we're doing, our crusade, and, you know, like she said, like Linda said, you know, soon we're going to be order takers. We're not just the sales spokespersons.
Eli, that's not even soon. That's already happening. That's already happening.
It's already happening? How's it happening?
Well, listen to this. When we first started 5 years ago, I never heard of alkaline water. I never heard of any of this. Now, if you go to your local Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, I don't know what you have in your area, you go right down here to Whole Foods, you're going to see a whole aisle that was not there before. We have created the market for alkaline water. I mean, there's 50. You can get an Ed Hardy bottled water with his painting on it for $5. The stuff will kill you probably. But, you know, they're touting all this alkaline water in the bottles, okay? We put that there because of the awareness, of the awareness. You know, how do I do it? It's awareness. I have people that call me from the internet that already knew. Hey, Vanessa, you better be on the call. Jeremy, you better be on the call. Sorry, just slipping that in there. They already knew about the water. They'd already been to a demo. They'd already drank it, you know, but they sought out somebody that they felt they could work with. Present the reason why somebody wants to work with you on your team by being there, by putting yourself out there, by doing it.
So you're saying is that basically, and you're right, you're absolutely correct, the marketplace was started by Enagic. Enagic created the consciousness, they created the awareness, and you're right, there was no all these alkaline waters in all these stores, and now there is. And like you said, you're focused. You've been talking a lot about staying focused, staying consistent, staying passionate. I hear that in your voice. You guys... she's telling you that the awareness has been created. She's already taking orders because people are going out and they're drinking water from Joe and Mary and Tom and Frank. They're hearing about the program from different marketers, and nobody is telling them that they can have their own machine. And they're looking for a leader. They're looking for somebody that will take charge with them, like a Linda, So when they finally get in front of Alinda, and Alinda says, you know the Wakandan water? Yeah, I've already been drinking it for the last 2 years. You see what's going on here now? It's the market's changing because the awareness, which wasn't here when we got started back in 06, there wasn't awareness on Kangen water or alkaline water. Now there's all this awareness, and now those of us that are hung in there and have stayed focused and consistent, now we're just saying, sure, I can get you a machine. You don't just have to go buy a bottle of water. Did you know that when you buy that bottle of water, the antioxidants are gone in under 8 hours? Did you know someone's actually doing you a disservice, man? You can have that fresh in your house every single day. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
Eli,
that's kind of what's happening to you, isn't it?
How many people have said to you, oh, well, I was drinking the water for a while, and now I can't find my guy. He doesn't answer the phone, and I want to get a machine. How many times have you heard that? I can't find my person. They disappeared. You know, they don't answer their phone. You know, so answer your phone.
So you're out there, you're advertising yourself on the internet, you're walking around, you're making posters, you're making flyers, you're making handouts, you're going to events, you're the water girl in your neighborhood, and now it's sort of coming to you. That's really what I'm hearing and feeling, is that now all of a sudden you put in all this time and effort, and it's coming at you. And for those of you out there, you have to ask yourself, what are you doing? Are you doing an hour every day? 2 hours every day? Are you consistent? And you know, I love it. I love what you said today. I really do. Is there any lasting thoughts that you want to tell everybody and how you see the vision of this company as well?
Well, a couple things, yeah. I'm going to send this out to Jelena so she can put it out, but I'm going to be on the East Coast doing a little demo trainings if people want to come out. We're kind of figuring out the locations right now. So bring your people out. I'll let you know where it is. One, I know I'm going to be in Louisville, and I'm going to be in New York next week, after this week. So Jelena will put that out. Any lasting thoughts? God is awesome. God is so faithful. I love God so much. I want everybody to have light. I want everybody to know God's love. I want everybody to share this blessing. Share this blessing. Look, even if you didn't go to college, even if you didn't finish high school, it doesn't matter. Equal opportunity employer is an magic. Anybody can do this. Get it. Get it. You know, don't drag your feet. I love everybody. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for everything. God bless everybody.
Linda, it was a great call. Thank you so much. You guys, look, we're excited for you. We're excited that you're part of us, that you found us. We know there's a bright future here for you like no other company can offer. Every company has had its heyday, and heyday is in magic right now. This is the company that people want to be a part of. You know, I was at a grocery store yesterday and happened to meet a man, and he came, that was the day before, and yesterday he came to my house, and heck, you know, he's just about ready to get started. There's a lot of ways to help people, and there's no better way than to get them started with this water, by drinking it, by wearing it on their face, by using it. It's exciting, and it's fresh, and it's new, and we've got so much opportunity as we're expanding around the world. We're so glad that you're part of our company. Make sure that you get on these calls every Saturday morning, that you bring as many, even people that are looking at your company to say, you know, I'm evaluating in Magic. What a great way for someone to evaluate what kind of training and support that you have for them in Magic by bringing them onto this call. Whether they've bought a machine or they haven't bought a machine, this is a call that can make a difference for them. We'll hear you on next Saturday morning's call. You guys have a great 9.5 day and the beginning of the second part of this year that's going to help you rock 2012. God bless, and we'll talk to everybody else.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Linda. Great call. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys rock.
Thank you.